Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast, Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
What you're about to hear is not for the faint of heart. This is the place where family fun begins, and where it ends. Welcome to the Secret of St. Kilda.
Dad?
Amy. Amy, oh my God.
Oh my God. Dad, I can't believe it. You're alive.
Oh, Amy, I've missed you so much.
Oh, God. I've missed you too, Dad. I've missed you.
Oh, the brass powers. I mean, look at you. You're so grown up. Oh, you've gotten so tall. It must be reaching those handholds now, eh?
May County. Oh. And you look so old.
Hey.
And your shoes.
Oh, aye.
They're so ugly.
Oh, well, you'd know, eh? Look at you all trendy Wendy. Is that... No.
Yeah. Mum finally caved.
She did.
What'd you think?
Oh, I think that wee gem looks sweet in your beak. Oh, you look just the spitting image of your mother, too. Eh? Oh, right. This is my friend, Niathi.
Your friend?
Aye.
That you live with?
No. Just visiting, you know.
Overnight?
And him?
We're out of milk, so I just had 8 pieces of Marmite toast. Now I'm really thirsty. But you're standing in front of the fridge.
Ah, morning, Harry, wee lad. Sorry, wee guy. Me and Amy were just leaving.
You are?
Ames and I, we've got a lot to catch up on.
Apparently.
You and me, we can talk later, eh? See you later, Niathi.
Are you not going to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Properly.
Goodbye properly. God, I'm going to suffer for that one later. The Ames. Sorry about that. I can't wait to hear what you've been up to and to show you the island.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot for us to talk about.
Aye.
I still can't believe I found you.
Aye. Say, how did you find me?
See, somewhere we're losing food. I've calculated everyone's standard intake and we're still light.
Perhaps people like to indulge every now and again, Matthias.
No, I really think that...
Oi, you pasty waste of space. I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, I'll leave you two to talk it out.
No, don't.
Nice to see you back. Don't worry about the shop. It needs restocking. Goodbye, Matthias.
Morning, Angelique. Can't get a pack of crisps, can I?
Bobby, sorry, but you will need to wait. Is it not a gorgeous day to be outside anyway? You look awful, Mary. And who is this charming ingenue?
Oh, this is Amy. She's Walkie's daughter.
Yeah. He didn't tell you about me either, did he?
Huh? No. No. He said you were wonderful, but I didn't expect such a grown-up young lady.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect him to be alive.
Well, life is full of little surprises. It's a private island village, you know?
I also didn't expect to find him pants downed, cozied in with some woman and a whole new family. Real cool, Dad.
I like that vase.
I should have brought it with you. And a pack of crisps.
And a drink.
Still, won't be much longer.
Fire isn't much of a fighter.
You know, this is a bit of a switch up, actually. Used to be other people storming into the house to hit Dad.
Okay, well, I cannot wait. We have a visitor. We must celebrate this reunion.
Hula hoops, blue ones, and a pack of Palmer violets.
Oh, don't mind me. Carry on, boys.
Angelique!
You heard the lady. See, you've been screwing with me since I got here. Whatever. I've been dealing with that my whole life. You tried to kill me? Sure, heat of the moment, you're worried for Andromeda. I won't be sharing a beer with you. But it's not like I haven't made mistakes. Oh, but Sonny boy, you made a big mistake bringing Amy into this.
You made me. Swatting around here like you've ruined everything. You lied.
Can't be the first time you've been lied to, can it? Niathi was with you for years.
Enjoy my leftovers, asshole. She's too selfish to love you.
Oh, she wasn't that selfish with me, pal.
Just another reason for champagne. I'll save some for when you're finished.
Angelique!
Always liked her. So, you thought you'd stir up the past and bring Amy into this, huh? She buried my body, apparently. You want to tell me where you're finding free corpses to traumatize kids with? Matthias, you sick bastard.
See, that's the problem with people like you. You think everything comes for free. You can just do what you like and everything will work out. People like me are left with all the hard work to make it happen. All of this, it comes with a cost, Lucky.
Dubrak's eyes. You're an actual psychopath.
Oh, don't be so dramatic. Marco works for Search and Rescue. Every once in a while, he puts a watch on someone else's wrist. If anyone is a psychopath, it's not me.
That's your time, I'm afraid.
No. Please. Screw you, Lockie. I didn't just call your daughter. Where's that nice American boy from the papers? I wonder where he got to, huh?
Never saw him.
Sure. Deep down you know, though, don't you? You don't deserve this. Niathi, Harry, them. Especially poor, sweet, grieving Amy. You're exactly what I said you were. A murderer and a con.
You don't know anything about me.
Keep running, con man. It'll catch up with you eventually.
I'll not be going. But you can stop running your mouth. Finally, something worth celebrating. So, Blue Hula's for my boy, and I got you a double-decker.
Sick. Would have preferred palm violets, but hey, teach me that left hook thing.
Aye, maybe someday. And by the way, parma violets taste like plasterboard.
I like them.
You're wrong. Angelique, can you put these on the allowance? I've fair worked up an appetite.
Oh, Lockie, don't. It's on the house. I've wanted to redecorate for years. Now I have the space to do it. I am thinking velvet shelves and the chaise lounge in the window where I can recline for all to see.
Is it always like this?
The fighting? No. Angelique? Aye.
Alright, Spud. Sorry about the detour. Lunch? Got your favourite. Cheese strings.
Dad, I'm lactose intolerant.
What? Ah, but you used to love them.
The world is full of small silences, gaps between what is and what could be. Places where time belongs not to clocks or businesses or errands, but to us. Anything could happen. But she won't look at you. You watch her eyes follow the waves as they turn over and over, exhaling salt into the air, and she pushes her fingers into the sand, absent-mindedly fidgeting. Familiar and yet strange. You remember holding her when she was tiny, crying in disbelief at the size of her, making promises you didn't keep. Your clumsy fatherhood weighs heavy now, like thick boots on a thin glass bridge. It warns of consequences below. Tread carefully, Lockie.
Amy,
Yeah, Dad?
So, how's school?
I got into the art college.
Oh, that's great. How is it?
Dropped out.
Oh.
Having a murderer dad does a real number on the social life, you know.
Oh, aye.
Work in a shop. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, good for you. And, how's your mother?
Do you want me to lie?
What? No. No, Ames. Never.
She's pretty bad. Her fancy friends dropped her like a shot.
I'm sorry. Did you tell her about me?
It's a bit late for that. And no, I had to be absolutely sure.
Aye.
This was stupid. I can't believe I got here before Preston.
Huh? What made you think he'd be here?
Well, he rang the house after Matthias told me you were alive. He accused me of hiding you in some godforsaken spit off the west coast. This is the most remote island of them all, so I took a chance.
Did you talk to Preston again? You know, because I've been away. I don't know. Are you close now?
Close? Dad, he's so old.
Ach.
Also, there's the whole dad murder thing. You should have heard him. He was raving mad about it.
So you can't get a hold of him now? You know, if you wanted to.
No. I don't even know. Why are you asking this?
Eh? No, Ames, I'm just making conversation. You don't seem to really want to talk about... Well, you know.
What do you want me to say, Dad? Wow, you left me and Mum without a word, dumping us and your problems.
No,
Seems kind of obvious. I'm kind of surprised he hasn't been here, actually. He should have had... a whole day on me?
You're changing the subject. You know, I mean, do something, eh? You've been quiet since you got here. I don't know, I mean, rage. Yell at me, curse. Do something.
Oh. I did all of that, Dad. At your funeral, which you weren't even at, apparently.
How was it?
Deeply tasteless.
Guess I deserved that.
The funeral was okay, actually. Closed casket. They had me identify your body. They dragged you out of the water and you were so swollen, like an off sausage roll still in the packet. All wet and slimy. Barely a person at all. Gave me nightmares for weeks. He was you. My whole life. And I just hadn't looked hard enough to realise. But then I'd remember. And the rotting would start to show again.
I thought...
Thought what? That a court case was worse than faking your own death and running away to wherever the crap we are.
No.
You left us. You made sure we were good and screwed and then you left. You didn't tell us anything. Then I find out not only are you alive, but you've replaced us.
No, no.
Playing happy families with some psycho bitch.
Hey, look, anger on me, okay? She's not a bitch.
And she's got a kid. Did you think, oh, I done messed up my first try, better go again?
I thought...
Did you?
Yes.
What?
I screwed things up beyond recognition at home. Amy, when you were wee, I knew every day that I'd never be the dad you deserved. But I pretended for as long as I could.
Pretended? I don't want you to pretend anything. I didn't ask for a perfect dad, did I? I just asked for their dad.
I know. I know that now. I'm sorry, Ames. Look, I want to be better, okay? I'm trying to be better.
And you came to the arse end of here to do it?
Yeah, to the end of the world, eh? Listen, Ames. It's an amazing place. If you give it a chance. Give us both a chance. Please.
Dad, I...
Hey, you two! We brought scones!
And a kite and climbing things.
Oh, wow, Harry. That's awesome.
Wow, second picnic.
Hey, wee man. Why don't you show Amy the beach and see if our sandcastle from last time is still there, eh?
Do I have to?
Please, look, just let me speak to Niyathi for a minute, all right? Please.
All right, Pipsqueak. Can you skip rocks?
Yes.
But I can skip them better than you.
No.
You're on.
Niyathi, what are you doing here?
Well, this morning's introduction was awkward. If Amy gets to know us, she'll feel differently. Besides, we brought homemade scones. Who can resist us?
Oh, that's great. Look, it's just Amy and I. Things are difficult.
You're going to leave us, aren't you? I knew you were too good to be true, Lockie.
What? No.
I thought what we shared was pretty magical. Worth sticking around for.
Hey, Niyathi, come on. This isn't about you. I had a phenomenal time last night. Hey, look. I'm not suddenly abdicating my responsibilities, okay? I'm just taking some time with Amy. She'll come around. Hopefully.
She will. You said she used to like climbing, right?
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus,
Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
So, how many towers is this bad boy gonna have then?
10.
10? We better get cracking on then. I'm thinking seashell windows, a seaweed fence. What do you think? Wow. It's been a while since I made a sandcastle.
These little blue ones are pretty windows. Why did you stop?
I'm still building.
No, why did you stop making sandcastles?
Oh. Got busy, I guess. Lots to do. Also, sandcastling is kind of a family thing.
And your daddy is here, with me.
Yeah.
You can take him back if you want.
He's been that good, you want to return him?
No, he's nice. He makes eggs do magic and says funny things. He makes my mum smile a lot. I've got a dad already and you haven't had one.
Not sure it's as simple as all that, buddy. Thanks for the offer, though. Does he stay with you a lot?
No, he visits, but he only had a sleepover today.
Great. Great timing, Dad.
So was he a good dad to you?
Wow. Hard question. Mostly yes, but he wasn't around very much.
My daddy is around a lot, but he's only with me on Sundays.
That's tough.
I like your dad. If you don't need him anymore, I'd like him to stay.
He's not been my dad in a while, kiddo. Better make use of him if you can, I guess.
Maybe I should give him a present.
You don't need to.
Does he like presents?
He likes expensive things. Well, he used to.
What do expensive things look like?
Shiny, I guess. Ooh, that's great! What is it you're digging?
Oh, I'm digging a hole.
Cool. Cool, cool. In the middle of the castle.
Well, we get to Dubrach through the hole. So this way the sand people can be with Dubrach when they perish.
When they perish?
Well, the sea will swallow them up when their toil is over. And then they can swim into the hole with Dubrach.
I'm sorry, who is Dubrach?
You don't know Dubrach? Well, now you have to stay here. We can put another bed in my room, so you don't have to sleep by yourself anymore.
We'll see, kid. Okay? How about I dig a big moat instead, with bridges for the people?
So then the sea won't come so quickly.
You betcha.
That's nice. I'm not ready for the hole for a long time yet.
Yeah, bud. I see hundreds of sandcastles. Years of sandcastles. Oh, what's that? A sandcastle king? Who? Oh, it looks like you.
You're funny.
Just like my dad, eh?
Are you sure about this?
Sadly. It's gone on long enough. I should have dealt with it as soon as I heard, but I thought there was another way.
It's not going to be easy.
I know. I'm sorry to ask it of you. I know he's your friend.
No, I can be his friend another time. You want me to sort it out now?
No. It's a nice day. Let him have this one. It'll give me a chance to tie up the loose ends.
This is just like old times, eh?
You've gotten slower. Keep up, Belay boy.
Aye.
What are we looking for anyway?
I'm not sure. We found an old book that suggested it was a place called the Sai.
Dumb name.
Aye, well, it's supposed to have mystical healing powers.
Dad, come on.
What? That's just what they say. But the world is stranger than dreamt of in your philosophy. Yeah, careful, that foothold looks a bit wobbly.
Yeah, don't worry. Got it. Wow. I did not think that someone would be able to run the same con on you.
Oh, so it's a scavenger hunt, is it? Do you want to go and look at the pigs instead? Kilda's largest pig pit is a hot tourist spot.
Oh, what delight. So, you found a rhyme in a book, and now we're looking for an egg in bird's nest. Are you sure there's just one?
Well, I feel like we'll know it when we see it.
Oh, silly me. Yeah. Can't wait to just spend the day checking the realness of eggs. Pull me up.
Well, apparently, egg tokens used to be a whole thing here. Bolt.
Yeah.
Craftsmen would prove their mettle by scaling the red cliffs to retrieve a puffin's egg. Later, conservation moved to the egg tokens, which the young men would give to their lady loves. Fancier courting than the lads back home, eh?
Yeah. Puffins are cute. Is that what you did? Are you, like, getting Weird Island married? Careful!
Can you believe they did this without ropes? Jeez. I don't know. It's still early days. You know, me and your mother... Well, you know, it'd been a long time.
Ugh, gross.
And no. They stopped after a girl broke her leg, apparently. Had to go all the way to the mainland to have it set. It's a shame, really. It's kind of fun, this. In fact, I wouldn't have known about the tradition at all if Niathi hadn't told me.
Well, I think I prefer a steak dinner and a bevy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah?
All right. Don't make it weird.
Amy, you're there. No, you're too young to be dating and drinking.
Dad, seriously. Besides, you don't get a vote since you bogged off. And Mum wasn't super engaged after you left.
Fair enough. Well, I'm sure you'll find the right person in time.
Maybe I have already.
Ames, do you have a boyfriend? Who is he? What are his credentials? I mean...
Oh! There's something up there! There!
Oh, what is it? Wait, I'm coming up! And this conversation isn't over, young lady.
Oh, yes it is.
Hey, you need to clip into that bolt.
Come here, magical egg. No.
Ames! Bolt!
In a minute!
And just out of the corner of your eye, you see it too. A glint of light where light shouldn't be. Then Amy's hand reaching, body stretching.
Amy, you're gonna fall.
I've just about got it. Yeah.
You hate being right.
Amy! I got you! I've got you, don't worry. Okay, look. You'll need to climb down, and I'll slowly up your slack, okay?
Okay. Don't say I told you so.
Aye. Long drop, but no harm done, eh?
Yeah. And I got it.
And in your daughter's hand, there it is. She zips down, bouncing across the cliff. She drops it into your palm. The stone is strangely warm against your skin. An odd-looking egg, a crystal stone with a brass ring running from top to base with foreign indentations and markings. As you stand there in the sunlight, its crystalline texture transmits shafts of light in strange patterns. One of my favourite creations.
Ah, that's my girl. Still got sticky fingers, eh?
Sticky enough. Goofy egg.
Goofy snake.
Man. Can you imagine if another person died while you were looking after them? Yikes.
Hey, easy. I'm really trying not to. Whew.
All of these random parts, and you unscrew that panel.
Nah, I barely needed to. You were like a little weasel up in there.
Oh my god. Mum's face when she saw you standing next to the machine.
And you inside it. I'll never forget it.
I've still got that little frog on my windowsill.
No.
Is this it?
Yeah, aye. Aye, she might not look like much, but she's home.
What's all this?
Well, these tomatoes are from Mary's garden. And this is soy lamb. The lamb here is perfection. And I grew the potatoes, but obviously Mary did us the kindness of putting it together while we were out.
No. What's that, Dad?
That? Oh, that's the cot. Yeah, I know it's not luxury, but it'll suffice until we get sorted with a bigger place. This wee space is great for one, but you're a young lady now. I've already worked it all out. There's a farmhouse for three nearer the town. You can have a big room and an art studio.
I'm not staying.
Oh, aye, of course. How silly of me. You have to go back and get your bits and pieces. You brought a boat, but we can use the big rigger to move your things if you need.
Dad?
We've got so much to catch up on, and I've missed you.
So come back with me.
You know why I can't do that. You'll like it here, honest.
No, I won't. It's the world's arsehole, Dad.
Oh, come on.
The people are weird and they're making you weird. Yes, they are.
Look, I know it's different to what you're used to, but...
No, Dad, it's not. I watched you cavort with weirdos my whole life. But at least you weren't one of them.
Look, I know you're upset. And that's justified. But you're my little girl. And I've been tearing myself apart ever since I left and you arriving. I mean, it was like a little bit of light in the dark. You've come all the way here to find me again, Amy. It's been hard for me.
Oh, it's been hard? Yeah, Dad, you've had it real tough. Screw me, I guess.
What? No.
Enjoy your new bimbo and skiving from the consequences from your own actions.
Amy, don't.
You always say you're changing. But underneath, you're just the same.
Amy, come on. Amy, wait a minute. Look, now, would you just... Hold on for a minute, okay?
I'm not staying here.
I know it's not exactly the ideal nightlife for a young woman. Just let me walk you to the dock at least. So I know you're safe.
Dad, I got here by myself and I can get home by myself. If you were so worried about my safety, you would have stuck around.
I know I would have. Once you've had some time to process, eh? Maybe you can think about coming back. Look, what I did was unforgivable, but maybe here there might be a chance to earn your forgiveness. Please, Amy.
There's no difference between out there and here, Dad. You're still you.
Amy, I'm trying.
I forgave you for leaving months ago.
Thank you.
But I can't forgive you for not saying goodbye.
Ames, please.
Bye forever, Dad. Can't wait to forget all this and pretend you're still dead.
Amy.
At least you got to hear me say goodbye. Don't follow me.
Amy, please, don't do this.
Come on! I know there's fuel in there. Can this day get any more worse? Hey! Oh, it's you!
Yeah. It won't start. If you're sure.
The Secret of St. Kilda is a Haggis and Dragons production. This episode was created by Michael Ireland and Ross Labrie. Written by Naomi Clark and produced by Paddy Gillen. Our production assistant and transcriber was the irreplaceable Chloe Hendry. Sound design was by Tracy Barnett and the theme was by Shane Rutherford-Jones. Today, the narrator was played by the marvellous Alistair Stewart. Lockie was played by the charming Alan Bergen. Wee Mary was played by the cheeky Erica Sanderson. Niathi was played by the wonderful Michelle Kelly. Andromeda was played by the fearless Maeve de Bruin. Matthias was played by the incorrigible Ben Meredith. Angelique was played by the fabulous Sam Yao. Robbie and Georgie were played by utter lads Dean J. Smith and Shogo Miyakita. Amy was played by the savvy Amina Karoma. And Harry was played adorably. You can support the show by leaving a review, following us on @TheKilda, or subscribing to our Ko-fi for extra behind-the-scenes goodies and ad-free versions of the show. Thank you, and we'll see you on St. Kilda.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved by Sherlock Bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.